Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. With more and more electric cars moving from the drawing board to the highways, their popularity is soaring. While advocates sing the praises of the new technology, some questions have been raised about the price of the vehicles, the scarcity of charging stations, and the life of the batteries. Thanks to a recent study by German scientists, one other question appears to have been answered. Electric cars, they found, won't interfere with a person's pacemaker. In the study, reported in the Annals of Internal Medicine, researchers recruited people who were using pacemakers, implantable defibrillators, and similar devices known as cardiovascular implantable electronic devices, or CIEDs. Altogether, 42 devices from 7 manufacturers were tested under 3 conditions, with patients inside while the vehicle ran on a test bench, with patients in the car as it was being charged, and with patients as passengers while the car was driven on a road. The team found the electromagnetic strength was highest when the cars were being charged, but there was no pacemaker inhibition, no shocks, and no devices needed to be reprogrammed. Electric cars are equipped with a shielding to prevent electromagnetic interference with onboard computer systems, which the researchers said could explain the low electromagnetic strength inside the cars. The shielding may also be what protected the heart devices from any interference. The results are good news for people with heart-helping devices who would like to go electric without putting their health at risk. The cars themselves won't give you a jolt, but the dealership's numbers could still give you sticker shock. Health in a Heartbeat is produced by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFTFM. Today's script is featured on the web at heartbeatradio.org. Our website provides a script archive and includes links to other trusted health-related websites.